Okay, this recording, today, it's day 21 in this recording today. There's been a discovery that, well, it's bigger than anything yet. I've learned more today than I can even rightfully comprehend right now, and I think I may need to record this quickly because I'm not sure when he'll be back. That visitor that I had a few days ago, you know the one. The reason I'm out here lost in the woods without a goat or any idea of where I am. The reason I left my comfort zone. He came back. He woke me up this morning pretty early. And he woke me up by saying my name. So, I guess he does talk after all. And you can just imagine my shock when I discovered that and the fact that he knew my name. But, well, he stayed with me throughout the day. Right now it's early evening and it's getting pretty dark. And then he had to leave again, as usual. So he's not here right now. But this time I know why. He seems like a kind person, and I guess I can believe everything he told me. It's just too crazy to think that it could be anything but true. Okay, admittedly he said that he didn't have time to tell me everything, and he'll tell me and he'll show me more tomorrow if we get the chance. But he brought me some food and water, so my mind is actually working coherently now. And I'm going to wait until I see what else he has to say tomorrow before I actually pass complete judgment on him. But for now, I'm still suspicious of his motives. So you're probably wondering what he told me, huh? Okay, let me just start from the beginning. When he woke me up, he was there, and there was another man with him, and this other man didn't really talk too much, other than just his normal greeting. They both look pretty similar. They have dark features, dark hair, dark eyes. The original guy I first saw, he told me that his name is Eldra, and the other guy's name is Tin, which I thought was really weird. I had him repeat it a few times because I kept thinking of tin, you know, like tin cans, like the metal tin. Anyway, you'll see why they have strange names in a minute. So Elder said that they've been watching me for a long time. My first thought, of course, was the safety of this recorder. I didn't know if they saw me with this recorder, because keeping this recorder a secret is my number one priority right now. I just want to make sure that they never see me with this. So even now while I'm recording this right now, I'm trying to act nonchalant, and I have it hidden in my hands while I talk. So maybe if they are watching me, they'll just think I'm crazy and I'm talking to myself. But as long as they can't hear what I'm actually saying, I think that's the important part. That's another reason why I'm trying not to talk too loud. Anyway, he said that they've been watching me before I came here too. So they know all about who I was and the job I used to do and everything. And I didn't believe him at first. But sure enough, he knew all about it. He knew about the alien research and all that. I didn't think anyone else knew about that stuff, but they actually did. See, okay, this next part is going to sound really strange, and I swear I'm not crazy. But he said they're not from Earth, or they're not from my Earth, which I thought was kind of an odd selection of words. At first I thought that meant that there's like some sort of an outer dimensional thing, or, you know, something you see on Quantum Leap. But it's not really like that. It's more like they're what we would consider aliens, but they're still humans. I don't even know if that makes sense, but he did say that he would explain more about that part tomorrow, because it's not the important part just yet, I guess. I don't know. And he basically told me that I'm in trouble and he's going to save me. Well, he and aluminum. Sorry, tin. Yeah, he didn't get that aluminum joke either. Kind of a wasted effort into the depths of my last remaining ounce of humor. But hey, it's, at least it's still there. Anyway, he said that his people are conducting tests on my people, and he didn't agree with the way that this testing was going by his people. He said it was cruel, and he decided recently that he no longer wanted any part of it. And Tin agreed to go with him because they had been discussing it for quite a long time. I guess they're the renegades of the research group, I guess you could say. And they've been trying to hide my location from the rest of the research group, which is why they keep leading me in these strange directions. So I was at least glad to hear that that had a purpose. I asked him where this place was and what it was, and he said it's basically a research facility. I guess I would consider it, you know, when he, the way he's describing it, I consider it in my mind like an ant farm where I can be monitored. And he said it's not on my earth, but then he didn't want to talk any more about that. He kept saying that he'll explain that later, because I kept saying, my earth? What are you talking about? Your earth, my earth, what is that? But eventually, you know, I got a little panicky about the fact that I just wanted to get back to my earth. But he said, we'll worry about that later. I don't know if I can actually get back. I don't know if he's going to let me. I don't know. But we talked quite a bit throughout the day. He explained the story while I asked him to repeat certain parts because they just didn't jive with common sense. But he sure is convincing me because he knows everything about me. And I think Tin does too. But I'm not sure exactly why he's not telling me everything, though. I mean, so far, it seems like something out of a sci-fi movie. And I can't help but think that I just need to escape and, you know, defeat the bad guy, the mastermind at the end of the movie, and then I'll be okay. And then the credits will roll, and everything will be great. It really worries me that he keeps saying that he'll tell me more later. He says he needs to show me for me to properly understand. So wherever they're coming from, I'm guessing this research lab or whatever, is supposedly the key to everything, and it will help me understand. And if they're doing cruel things to humans in this facility, though, I told them, we need to get out there right away and help these people out. I don't care what the rest of the story is. But he kept saying that if we hurry, it'll only jeopardize his plan. So after a few more hours of pleasantries, and eating and hearing his whacked out story, he told me that he had to leave again before anyone got suspicious. But before he left, he led me to an old house where I could stay the night. It was actually surprisingly close to where I was at the end of that cliff, and I can't believe I missed it. But he said they, whoever they are, the other researchers I imagine, won't see me there in this house because it's out of the reach of the scouts. The scouts? Can you believe that? Apparently there's a dozen or so of these people, just like him and Tin, who it's their job to just watch over me. But Eldra says that they're not very precise, and they can be sloppy at times, and there are certain areas where they won't go, or certain areas that they think that they've covered, and they won't go back to that. And this house is supposedly one of them. I don't really understand why, but he says he'll explain that part to me tomorrow. So it's incredible when I sit down and think about it, how much needs to still be explained. I guess it's strange, though, because he seems so normal. I mean, okay, he's odd, and he has these, I don't know, there's something about him I can't really peg that's really odd. I think that's no secret, but he seems normal in regards to his demeanor and his mannerisms and the way he described this research that they're doing. It sounds like they're making a lot of careless mistakes that he's simply just taking advantage of. And while he does this, that's the only way he can hide me. It almost makes it sound like he's saying that they are not intelligent people, that these researchers are not intelligent. And when you think of aliens or whatever these guys are, you think of supreme thinkers. You know what I mean? You think of beings that are smarter than us with incredibly sophisticated technology. And wait a minute. Something doesn't add up here. I can't believe I didn't think about this before. He's telling me that their technologies aren't that sophisticated. And that's, again, that's something that he said he will explain later. Yet, all of the technologies that I've ever researched in the Air Force, they have been far superior to anything that we humans on Earth here could ever imagine. I don't think a bunch of sloppy, misguided dummies, is basically what he's saying, there's no way they could have produced that technology. I don't know. Something's not adding up here. I'm really seriously starting to doubt this guy now. Okay, I think I might have a change of plans. I'll be back in 1 minute. Okay, I'm back, and I'm out in the woods here. I'm about 50 yards away from that house. I set up a makeshift dummy in the bed. It's basically, you know, a bunch of blankets and pillows under the big blanket to make it look like I'm laying in the bed. And I'm going to stay out here tonight. If this guy's story isn't adding up, then it just occurred to me that he might be preparing me for something big. I don't know if it's some way to kill me or something like that. I'm not sure. I mean, I'm sure he could have just killed me before if he wanted to. There's two against one, but I'm certainly not going to sit here and just be a sitting duck in a target area where he placed me. I mean, he's had total control over where I stay tonight, how long I stay there, because he told me to wait till tomorrow. And it just seems like, I have a target painted on my forehead. So I'm going to sleep out here tonight. And as much as I'd love to sleep in that bed, believe me, I just can't take that chance. So I threw together some makeshift tripwires around my little sleeping area here, just with some noise traps, just to wake me up if anything comes near me while I'm sleeping. But I do need to get to sleep right now, because I need to wake up early enough, because I want to catch them before they catch me. They can't outsmart me. Evan Hideout.